Hello everyone, welcome to episode 7 of Random Tales. Hope you're having a good summer and that. It's at IanTodd82 on Twitter, and if you want to check out my sketch show, it's Feline Cake Party, and that's on YouTube. So that's up to, I think it'll be episode 3 or 4, whenever this goes out. So basically Random Tales, got some more Random Tales for you. I was once working briefly at a museum-y type place, and had some interesting people, is all I'll say. When I first got there, the woman on the reception said it was, do you go on the internet much? I said, yeah. Said, do you go on swinger sites? I said, no. She said, all right, me and my husband do, so, yeah. I don't know where to go with that, you know. Very, very awkward after that, you know. And she kept, whenever there was couples coming in, you could tell she was thinking, recruit. She didn't stay very long, I don't think. So I don't know what I ended up with her. Maybe some sort of swinger lifestyle just took over. You know, maybe it became, you might got money out of it. Who knows? There was also a bit of a problem with the, there was a smell in the place. And they basically said that was problems with sewage and that. And there was dead flies dropping from the roof and stuff. It was pretty horrific. So that said woman, the swinger, then walked through and used perfume, sprayed perfume from a magazine onto her wrists and walked around the room and said, that'll sort it. It didn't. So, I feel like I've told you this one before, but hey, I'll tell you again. A chav, or chava, as we say in the northeast, but a chav, ran up to a piece of art that was there, and the guy who was looking after the place ran up to the chava and punched him, and got in a bit of bother. But I thought, you know, don't mess with me, basically. That's what he was saying, you know. He wasn't taking any the proverbial, you know. So it's a good way to stop chavs, you know, if they ever knock into your priceless paintings. One of the first ever live shows I ever did was in a group with a guy called Chris Errington, and we did some shows around Sunderland. We did the Bonded Warehouse and the Royalty, and we once did a show at the Royalty, which is like a pub near the Royalty Theatre. And we were doing pretentious stuff, you know. We had a television playing weird visuals. We had random stuff on stage, props and stuff, so it was interesting. And we got the compere actually in the middle of our set turned the TV off and turned our sound down, which is a little bit rude. And I know who the comedian is, and he's still on the scene now and that, and that was pretty harsh. And I've since met someone who knows and stuff, and I wasn't particularly amused by that. It was pretentious, of course it was. But there's no need for that, you know. You just let us go on, you have about 7 minutes or something, you know. But it did slightly baffle the audience. But, you know, I was only 21 or something, 2021, so do pretentious nonsense. When I got to do Pirate Chat with Chris, when we're doing like proper live stuff in our mid-20s, that was a bit more, you know, a bit more normal, so to speak. But we had two mics, and that just baffled people in the venues as well. When I did do stand-up as a solo act, you know, people like the guy with no voice and all that, one of his first ever gigs was there. Jason Cook, people like that, Reginald D. Hunter and stuff, playing like just random small gigs and stuff. And I think the favourite place I played was the Norton Stage. That was nice, very good venue, and pretty big as well. I think it was a 250 venue, and the stand's a good venue as well. If anyone wants to go to any sort of live stuff in Newcastle, at the stand, they obviously got ones in Edinburgh and Glasgow as well. Once did a stand-up, and actually it was one of the things where you win like a prize and stuff like that, and like for the first three people, there's about 8 people on the bill, and I found out that the person who had won got organised. They'd organise who was going to win at the lunchtime when they were having a chat and stuff. So it had already been worked out even before they'd even seen it perform. It's a bit rubbish, isn't it, really, you know? But you learn these things, don't you? You know, it's one of them things. Just a little random one. Once met a girl on a few nights out, and she always used to, I don't know why, she always used to order wine and then it always ended up spilling it every time. And she would always like get to about halfway during the night, and then she would just bang into the, like turn around, bang into the wire, goes everywhere, blah blah. And she would just look like she was really surprised, you know. But she had a voice which sounded a bit like the Sybil from Fawlty Towers. So she would go, "Oh right." So she would go, "Oh right," and then poof, then the wine would go over, and you think, "Oh God, not again," you know. So when you hear "all right," you basically just like cover everything that's your mobile, tablet, anything like that, because you know there's going to be a knock inch in place, you know. Oh yeah, I'm a little bit clumsy from time to time, and freely admit that. And went in her hairdressers and said, "Oh, have you got an appointment?" She said, "Yeah, sure, I went," and I said the day and all that. As I was walking out, caught on my bag, I dragged a chair out with us as I was, I don't know how I did it, and so there was a chair caught on my bag and I was dragging out the door and all that. And I mean, how do you look cool after that? And then I couldn't quite shut the door and that, forget it, you know. I just thought, I'm never going back there, you know. Known as a chair dragger, known as a chair dragger, known as a chair dragger, you know. And that's not a good title for anyone, you know. So I'll see you soon with more random stuff. See you later. Bye.